Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So are you traveling this weekend? Well, repeat after me. The Sunday after Thanksgiving is always the busiest travel day at U.S. airports and out on the roads as well. But air travel is almost back to what it was before the pandemic. So are airlines ready? Are you ready? Let's ask Here Now's transportation analyst, Seth Kaplan, just a couple minutes with you today, Seth. And, you know, we know summer air travel was chaotic. There were flight delays, cancellations, lost luggage. Your family lost luggage, right, for weeks?
We sure did.
Okay.
It turned up in the middle of the night on our terrace, yeah.
Okay.
Coming back from Europe.
You got it back, but are things any better?
They are, and I can tell you that statistically, and also, once again, anecdotally, because I was on an airplane last night, and the airports were busy, but everything went more or less fine. I can tell you it took a little while to get our bag back at the other end, a symptom of staffing levels at airlines. I've had that a few times recently. You check a bag, you know, usually it's kind of on the belt by the time you get there. Mm-hmm. Not last night, but everything was rather smooth.
Well, what about the work schedules of travelers? You know, many people working from home. Is that having an impact on the way people are traveling?
Well, it has during the pandemic. People had different flexibility from what they used to have, right? Schools in a lot of places, even before the pandemic, started closing all this week. So it sort of spread it out. You talked about that Sunday being the busiest. It used to be Wednesday. Today would have been extraordinarily busy. Still a very busy day, but mm-hmm. but it's the peaks and valleys aren't quite as high and low as they used to be.
Okay. And just any tips you have for us as somebody who travels all the time, just a couple of things as you think of them, what we should keep in mind.
Well, I mentioned the bag. Hey, if you can avoid checking a bag, you always have some additional flexibility. If something goes wrong with your flight, you need to quickly run across the concourse to another flight. A lot of times the first thing a gate agent will ask you is, did you check a bag? Because if they have to reroute a bag, it takes more time. Also just be creative in terms of helping the airline help you, right? If you have an alternative airport in mind, if they're trying to get you on the next flight to wherever you were going and there's somewhere else you don't mind going, tell them that.
Well, we want to add, remember not to pack the cat. Because apparently someone did. I mean, there was a bag that went through the screening. It was being checked. And the TSA officer noticed the outline of a cat inside this bag. And the owner of the bag, who they found, said, oh, my gosh, it must be my roommate's cat who wandered into the bag. And anyone who has a cat knows they will get in your luggage. They will do other things to your luggage if they don't like you going away. And the TSA, what do you think the TSA tweeted? Maybe you know this. About what they did.
Yeah, all kinds of puns, and I can't even get them out of my mouth.
They let the cat out of the bag.
Exactly. Yeah, and they did. And I'll tell you, you know, our cat, Oscar in particular, we have two, we've made that joke that he will find his way into our luggage eventually and go with us because he doesn't want us leaving. Well, apparently somebody's cat did.
If by some strange reason someone thought they were going to sneak an animal on board, don't, right? Because there's special places where animals are put in that luggage hold that would not be good for an animal. Listen, Seth, we have to note, this is your last time with us, but it's a good reason. You've got a great new job at CBS Philadelphia and KDKA Pittsburgh. You're going to be doing some news?
Yeah, covering Harrisburg. It's the living where I've lived for the past couple of years, but now for those CBS-owned stations in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. And the pleasure has been all mine and the honor, Robin.
Ours.
Just an extremely professional and kind bunch. Thank you so much.
Well, it's been ours. We wish you all the best. Thank you so much, Seth Kaplan. One last time, Here Now's transportation analyst.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.